ఓం శాంతి, గుడ్ ఈవినింగ్. దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ స్టోరీ ఇన్ భారత్ దట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ఫేమస్ కింగ్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ భగీరథ్. డు యు నో సమ్ ఆఫ్ యూ? భగీరథ్ ancestors and progenies were cursed to ashes, and the king Bhagirath was very much in worry. In order to liberate his progenies, king Bhagirath did intense tapasya. As a result of this intense tapasya, God Shiva sent someone to Bharat. Who was that? When Bhagirath did tapasya, God Shiva sent someone to Bharat to liberate the progenies of King Bhagirath. It was River Ganga. So wherever Ganga flowed, progenies of Bhagirath were liberated from the curse. And one such river which took birth in Bharat and now flowing in London, Germany, Europe and all over the world. Who is that? Didi Sudesh. I had the fortune to be in Germany with Didi Sudesh for few years and took sustenance from Didi Sudesh. I can summarize in only one line about Didi, first in Hindi and then in English. Didi Sudesh wo hain jinke juha par maa Saraswati लास्य करती हैं. मीन्स जगदम्बा सरस्वती रिसाइड्स इन द टंग ऑफ दीदी सुदेश. दैट इज द वन लाइन समरी दैट आई कैन मेक. सो लेट अस वेलकम दीदी सुदेश फॉर टुडेज सेशन. So Didi is going to talk on the topic, our bestowing nature throughout the cycle, for next half an hour, after which Sister Celia is going to interview Didi. We have Sister Celia also. In today's Murli, Baba said, if you want to be accurate, you should be transparent. Right? So if you see Sister Celia, you can see the transparency in her face. Baba has bestowed her with lightness, happiness and transparency. Sister Celia took her knowledge in Malaysia in 1993, after which in 1998 she started staying in the center. In Laukik also, she occupied coveted posts in Malaysia. And now she is a senior administrator in Brahma Kumaris, Malaysia. She conducts lot of programs both in Malaysia and all over the world. She has traveled in various countries like Korea, Kuwait, Middle East, etc. She is responsible for many of the activities. And in this group 10, her role is making the programs for you for group 10. She is responsible for that. So please join me in inviting and welcoming Sister Cilicia also. So now I leave the stage to Didi Sudesh to speak on the topic. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. The children of the bestower, the meaning of bestower, always giver, with a happy heart, with a pure attitude, with loving feeling, with unlimited consciousness. The Baba's praise is world benefactor. Shiva means benevolent, the one who always brings benefit to others, or bestower of blessing, giver of blessings. And as is the creator, so is the creation. As children of the Supreme Father, Baba again and again reminder, this morning I was reading Murli in Pandav Bhavan. You have heard Murli here. Give the proper introduction of the Father. Make the soul aware. The souls are children of the Supreme Soul, the incorporeal one. And make them aware of the true sanskaras of benevolence, of truth, of accuracy, of faithful. When the soul realizes that I am the child of the Supreme Soul, and here we have great intoxication that not only that we are children of the Supreme Soul, but we are grandchildren of the Supreme Soul as well. As we are mouth-born progeny of Brahma, we are Brahma Kumars, Brahma Kumaris. Our birth is unique. We see how we die means we let go willingly the old world and see our new sanskaras emerging. Phoenix, the one on one side, old is gone, and emerging an angel of benevolence, peace, purity, bliss and happiness as a Brahmin. And old sanskaras are burnt and new sanskaras are born. Generally, when you take birth, physical birth, we do not know what place was where we was born, which day it was, which time it was. Our parents tell. But this Brahman life is very wonderful, very special. We see ourselves taking birth. That is belonging to pure realization in the heart, the moment that touched our intellect and we accepted that, yes, I, the soul, am child of God and I belong to the world of purity. My original home is land of peace. And when I come on the field of action, then my first playground is the golden age, Bharat, the land of plenty, the land of beauty, the land of benevolence, where it was kingdom, it was of the divine kingdom of the deities. It was called golden age. The place was called paradise, heaven, the world of happiness, health, wealth and happiness. The place of receiving reward of the elevated actions. It's why it's called fruition, receiving the fruit. When we explain this, the meaning of fruition, we understand this, we realize the time when we have planted the seeds in the form of elevated actions. Not only through actions, but with a pure mind, that seeds were given of love, of mercy, of uplifting others, of salvaging other souls, of helping people at the time of sorrow and giving them the message, now is the time that God Himself, the liberator, the purifier, has come to give this message to the souls in very clear words. Write down that it is your purity, peace and prosperity is your birthright. So God is giver. As He is the Supreme Soul, He gives to the souls. Receiver is, the soul is receiver. Experiences through the body, but experiencer is the soul. Body is the instrument through which it expresses and experiences. So the blessings and the power that the Supreme Soul gives, this is the time. This is the season. The confluence age is the season of planting the seeds of elevated actions. And then watering it with God's love, empowering, then letting it grow with the sun shine, the power of knowledge, power of yoga. Through that, the practical action grows. And from this seed, the tree which grows, it is not only one seed, one fruit, but it is and watered with divine love, with godly love, so it brings unlimited fruits in the form of health, wealth, happiness, harmony, benevolence, divine kingdom. Who taught this us all these things and who gave the bestower? So the theme of this time is becoming the bestower, the Father. Baba does not give limited health, limited wealth, limited happiness. What Baba gives us, it's a guarantee, long-lasting, for 2,500 years. The souls remain healthy, wealthy, happy, long life, and immortality, in a sense that there is no fear of death. The soul leaves body with its own will, and as understands the meaning of the death, there is no fear, because we are practicing this to be fearless of the world death. Now we understand death is not anything else. It has become fear because future is unknown. One does not know where I will go. Relationship is insecure. One does not know who will be my relative. There's no life insurance that goes. We make life insurance here. Our relatives receive it, but we both. And this is wonderful secret aspect of understanding, that now we don't have any fear, because we understand this is a wonderful drama, very special. Now drama director tells us the secret of this life and life beyond and before coming into the life. So a physical way, people are afraid of death, but we explain to them what is death. It's a change. Four things are changed. First thing is change of death, change of dress. This body is dress. We are actors on this field of action. And new birth, new body, old body is buried or cremated. We do not bring old body with us. Old man, old woman is not born. Baby is born. Innocence is born with it. So change of dress. The second thing is change of address. This place is changed. So that we do not follow, because of attachment, our relative where he has gone. So karmic account is clear, and no need to follow with pain or with sorrow or with revenge or with anything. Yes, but we remember, we give donation of peace, we give donation of good wishes through meditation, offering bhog, that soul, because we do not know address. We connect with the main post office, the supreme, the central office, so that our good wishes and pure feeling goes through the right place to the right address. It is then our, even attachment is there or guilt is there, still whatever we offer with great love, it's purified and reaches the power to the soul, because it is not direct, it is giving through the purifier, the bestower of blessings, the merciful Lord, the ocean of love. So we understand this address is changed, we are detached. cannot follow. Third thing is, the role of that soul is changed. Responsibility of karmic account with many people which was created. Inside guilt and repentance, it's a wonderful act of nature, the law of nature. This past face is forgotten, body is forgotten, relations are forgotten, everything is forgotten. And so now the new role is played. If there was big responsibility and the soul was tired, now becomes a baby and enjoys the lap of the mother, care of the father and brothers and sisters. So receives again the protection and becomes role, innocence child, giving happiness, receiving love. Fourth is, company is changed. Plays part in a new company. New people. Where is new adjustment? So Baba makes us free as a bestower of knowledge, opening of our third eye, giver of the three eye, third eye, Baba the bestower. First thing he gives, he blesses us of making us the knower of the threads of time by opening the third eye. And this is what, when we receive the third eye, we are able to show the path to happiness to all people, those who are stumbling in the darkness. So we bestow, we give the truth, true knowledge of our own selves as a soul, our true home, the supreme soul world, and our true kingdom, the age of truth, where we ruled with harmony, with love, with innocence, with purity, with abundance, everything which was called paradise on this planet, heaven on this earth. Now, this sanskaras, the philosophy of being ever healthy, ever wealthy, ever happy, long life, this connected in practical form of what we give it as trustee. And but consciousness is of love and mercy. Our sanskaras of this, of giving long life, healthy body, is seed is purity. Baba is a purifier, and we have mercy and ourselves. Charity begins at home. Be the bestower, giving to others before it is that charity begins at home. We make ourselves pure. We give this power to ourselves. Baba says that when keep your consciousness, always keep yourself aware who you are and who you belong to. Relationship with Baba. Purity and relationship. This is in our own hand. Just like physical relationships or the karmic account with each other. But the spiritual relationship is to clear the karmic account with others and create the wonderful account with God. Finishing the karmic account, bondage of suffering. Saint Baba gives us the scissors of knowledge and yoga to cut the bondage, and at the same time giving us the understanding of true relationship with God. And so we learn to be soul conscious. So we are knowledge to our own selves, so our sense organs learn to practice this knowledge. We bestow these blessings to ourselves. This is Baba says, have mercy on yourself. You give donation to others when you have mercy, when you have love, when you have compassion, when you have sympathy. And so have this sympathy to yourself. But God is selfless, so He is beyond this. So He teaches us. And when this, we learn this, of being soul conscious, this is the first, God help those who help themselves. Then God help those who help God. This God purifies the world, and He purifies the nature, and He purifies the soul. So nature, not only the external five elements, but the baby of five elements is our body. Nature is the presence, or you can say the baby or child or property of five elements. And these five elements, wonderful creativity or energy of nature, because three things are eternal: soul, God, and matter. Matter means five elements. And these five elements are making pure. We bestow blessings to our own organs, because these five sense organs and five physical organs are the first place of charity. And we forget that charity begins at home. We start giving physical charity. But this is physical organs that are our eyes to see with soul consciousness. And when are giving seeing with soul consciousness, we are giving the feeling of other souls of fearless and love, respect, natural closeness. This is subtle donation, donor. But not, it's not that you put in a plate and give, or put in a bag and give. This is the subtle way of purifying our drishti. He gives us knowledge, intellect becomes divine. And when intellects become divine, so we give wisdom, we get the wisdom, and then we become donor of the knowledge. Baba says, there are not only the words, but it is the jewels of knowledge. We are the donor of the jewels, Roop and Basant. So Roop means soul conscious, and you see each other, pure soul, a peaceful soul, a loveful soul, a blissful soul, a powerful soul, benevolent soul.
Vivi, can I?
This is donation, donor.
Can I start?
It is not with name and fame, but with our own stage. Our stage becomes. Then we hear godly versions every day. Donates Goddess through this golden ear and his golden vessel, this jewels filled with love, power stays in our heart, and then that we begin to churn inside. And then we share with others, that is exchange of with each other, Baba's knowledge, sharing the knowledge and giving encouragement to others, giving Baba's knowledge to others. Then real cooperation to each other in practical form. Yajna Baba establishes.
Can I start?
And 1 point more. He establishes yajna, and through which we are practically can do the service with our body, with our mind, with our wealth, with our heart, with our pure consciousness, with our dear deep will, not only to make us healthy, happy, but make the world paradise, make this Bharat the kingdom of divine kingdom of divinity. So what we donate, spirituality, divinity, royalty, dignity, simplicity, and yet prosperity, unlimited prosperity.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Didi, for that beautiful sharing. From that, the number of questions have triggered me to ask you. The first thing is that you talk about the changes, the four changes. And really, we have been so full. Okay, Om Shanti Didi. So very beautiful sharing. And I like the point where you said about the four changes in the dress, in the address, in the role, and also four changes. So really the soul has moved from being so full when it was a self-sovereign in the golden age to where we are now in the copper age, starting from copper age to being beggars and not part of devotion and a part of bhakti. So Didi, can you just share with us how does the nature of bestowing change from being so full, a self-sovereign, to where we are now? Yes, you said we took different dresses, different addresses and roles and so on, and so the soul has become tired. So can you elaborate a bit on that, that coming down from being a natural bestower?
See, this time Baba created nature in us to be a natural bestower. And in the golden age, we were natural sharing.
Yeah.
It was our nature, like nature.
Mm-hmm.
Nature became divine nature of the soul, became natural like the nature, means five elements.
Mm-hmm.
When five elements give, there is no discrimination, not consciousness, I am giving.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the Iron Age, the sun does not say, hey, I am giving you warmth, gives equally to everyone.
Yeah.
The flowers do not say, I give more fragrance to my country people, mm-hmm. and I don't give fragrance to the other people. The fresh air is equally same for others. What comes from the sky, mm-hmm. it falls equally mm-hmm. to everyone. So nature was not question of taking, mm-hmm. but sharing
mm-hmm.
without expectation of anything.
Yeah.
So in the golden age, we experienced this. There was no question of donating because no one was poor. There were no doctors where they could help us and give their time, energy to cure our body. There was no lawyer or justice or court where we had to fight anything and get favor. So it was the world of complete freedom. This was the reward of the present time, that we gave with selflessness, with benevolent consciousness, being an instrument of God, and also creating our sanskaras of giving. That's why it's called devata. Devata means the one who gives. Human means who begs. So we were human being before, and now Baba says, from human beings, first I make you to Brahmins, and then Brahmins I make you deity, Parishta, angels, and from angels you become deities. So Brahma Baba had this, gone through this process. An ordinary man, but an extraordinary man. Generous, very faithful devotee, very loving, wealthy person, royal. Royalty and spirituality was his natural nature. Generosity was in his personality, in his sanskaras. Love was natural for everyone. And the way he gave to people, not to make them feel that you are low and I am higher, but with dignity and with royalty. Many stories of Brahma Baba's royalty, divinity, but it is not the time today, stories of that. But Baba's natural nature was there. If he would go in the temple, one temple had four doors, same statues, but four doors, and every door he put golden guinea, golden coin, gold coin at every, not thinking it's the same statue. It was just generous in nature. From the childhood, his father, his uncle was the great donor, very big businessman, and he had a window, one door. At that window was there, an open window. People would come and get anything what they can't have. Food, clothes, children's book, or anything that is needed. They didn't even have money. Baba, when was child, used to sit there and give donation. At the age of 11, he thought, what I am giving? It's my uncle's money. I should earn my own money and I should give donation. And this is what Baba tells in his Murli, that is, he became a village boy where he will take the grains from his family in a basket, put in his head with bare feet. He will go from village to village and sell this and get money and collected that and he gave a donation.
So Didi, well, you are sharing also that in the Iron Age, Copper Age, that Brahma Baba, before he became Shiv Baba's chariot, that he was also a bestower. So yeah, we can see his royal nature. Now, I'd like to ask is that...
No, but I finish first.
Okay.
First question. So now this Brahma, follow Brahma Baba, it means he became totally detached to everything with generosity, with the natural sanskara. Yeah. Because golden-aged sanskara were on the highest level. That's why Baba says, don't be happy, we are going to heaven. But think of the status what you get. What matter is that you get the royal kingdom, you become a king or queen and royal family, or you become subjects or wealthy family, or you become servants of servants.
Mm-hmm.
So according to that, gradually you lose your strength of spirituality and giving. So in the copper age,
mm-hmm.
so in the golden age we got the reward of everything, but sanskar remains of giving. So in copper age, we realize who had given us this. So this time what Baba gave us, we realize it was God incorporeal, gave to the souls. And then this temple was built by Brahma Baba as King Vikramaditya. So of Somnath temple, wealthiest temple, Shivalinga was of diamond, Kohinoor diamond, and all the diamond were all around. But in the golden age, this diamond was nothing for us. They were the building material. So much property was there, prosperity was there. So in the copper age, then our sanskaras emerged. That we were, so we started giving in the name of God to our own statues offering. And then we realized that we are poor. We started begging from God, and God gave through our statues. So indirect our sanskaras, we were not aware, but Baba touched our sanskaras of that time indirectly through statues of our deity statues, donation to the deities of peace, donation of happiness, fulfilling their limited wishes. Wish, right? So our sanskaras of the donor continued in the copper age by giving reward of devotion. Then we came more down, then the karmic account, vices, vicious, purity was the door of prosperity, and impurity made us bankrupt. So that is Baba says, Raman came and trapped you and looted you, your property, vices. Raman did not came alone. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, jealousy, hatred, competition, comparison, rejection. All this came, a big family of Raman. Then we souls, those were victim, but still we were inside that we want really to save ourselves and help others. We became spiritual social workers. We started giving donation, pilgrimage places, and for the people, those who used to go for pilgrimage, making rest place for them. People became sick, our sanskaras remained to build hospital for them, so that they are healthy. And that then it became like the farmers. We became farmers. Farmers means that you sow the seed, you water them, you take care of the what you sow, and then you get the harvest, and then again you have to sow. Then from copper age and iron age, we became in this way, donor and receiver, and karmic account connected with that. If you give a hospital, they give for hospital, you are healthy. If you open school, because this time we gave the knowledge in university, knowledge that we receive, and we give knowledge to other souls. We open schools and mercy for the poor people and let them have free education. Helping them, giving tuition, not getting money from them because they are poor. So we started giving wealth indirectly through our intellect, what God gave wealth to us. He gave us his health and then we wanted to build hospital and giving this. So it was same sanskaras till Iron Age. Until we became totally bankrupt from double crown to no crown and crown of thorn on us, we realized we have lost everything. And so now Baba is making us gardener. Gardener means you plant the seeds of tree, fruits, and then these fruits continue to grow. It takes longer time, means elevated actions, determined action, selfless action, benevolent action, in totally without expectation of reward. These were just like action, but with good vision. The tree grows and it becomes then not only for our one life, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So we get that now, we plant the tree, garden, and Baba becomes the gardener and we continue to reap the fruit of that.
Okay. Do you all get it? So actually the hidden answer I can see is that when Ravan's qualities come into us, then whatever bestowing nature we have has fallen off. But we do have the sanskar of bestowing. That's why throughout the whole cycle, Didi is sharing, throughout the whole cycle, especially Brahma Baba, the Adidev soul, has the sanskar of giving also, even in his last birth. Isn't it beautiful? Didi shared the whole cycle. But what Didi now is that,
with this one then.
Yeah.
This are when it is in harmony.
Yeah.
Mind, intellect and
sanskar.
These three are
in harmony. Yeah.
That becomes the fruit longer time for that.
Yeah.
Because we get more deeper in this. We eat the fruit, but the tree still has the potential.
Yeah.
To grow another tree.
Beautiful.
Then we eat the fruit,
yeah.
Then we throw the seed, it brings another tree.
Yeah.
So the quality might become less, but still mango will grow a mango. Apple will grow an apple. So our sanskaras continue.
Our sanskaras continue.
But less quality, less quality, less quality.
Yeah, beautiful, so beautiful, Didi. Our sanskaras continue. But now, we do have a lot of influences from Ravan, from Maya. And sometimes it looks as if we are bestowing. Because we sometimes bestow or give out of a sense of duty. But the natural bestowing that comes from the state of fullness may not be there and it's not really so genuine. So my next question is, we often bestow through our actions like giving, sharing. You say bestowing of knowledge, truth, just now. Bestowing through our actions, through our words. But how do we really genuinely bestow through very subtly our attitude, our drishti, and our vibrations? How do we do that?
It is In fact, I am not giving anything of my own. Baba has given, and I am only a channel. This consciousness, one picture I keep in myself for my personal dharana. I have shared this before as well. And I see the stock is up there. For example, big tank of all these things, purity, peace, love, wisdom, truth, benevolence, happiness, mercy, divine virtues, values, wisdom with benevolent Baba. And now is the time that it should reach to all this power, because all have become bankrupt. We were solvent, became insolvent, double crown, no crown, ever healthy, ever sick now, ever wealthy, beggar and poor, bankrupt, in real purity, real prosperity of purity, peace, power and happiness. And now Baba is filling us again. And people do want all these things, though they are happy with temporary money, clothes, at the time of need, of disaster, we still donate. We have the sanskaras of donation. Even anywhere, any kind of disaster came, earthquake, big kind of tsunami or whatever, Brahma Kumari Ashram sent Baba's, gave truckloads of dadis, sent their food, winter time clothes to the laborers, even now here as well, to the laborers. Sakar Brahma Baba time, when winter is too cold, he would specially make halwa or something warm to give them.
Sorry, Didi, we are about just one more, 2 more minutes left.
So my point is that giving in different ways. But now, picture I was speaking about myself, that I think Baba is the tank and all of us are water taps. Water tap. So this water tap, if someone is thirsty, opens this and gets water, glass of water, half or full, and then throws it away. Glass, it doesn't worry about it. It is coming from there. It was not that it, my thing is they did not respect. They don't recognize or they don't need, and they ignore it. So when you are beyond this praise and defamation, expectations, then it will help them and it will help you as well, and they will get the benefit from Baba. But if I make it my, it does not reach them, because I believe then this water tap is filled with rubbish, external environment, and you cannot donate. Though you say that you are donating, but it doesn't reach people.
Yeah, Didi, I have one very important question, I feel. Yeah, we want to be natural bestower, constant bestower, but we know that to be that natural constant bestower, we need to have a very powerful connection, I would call it high voltage connection with the powerhouse, with the source, with Baba.
That's why.
Yeah, so we would like to hear from you so that all of us here can be natural bestowers when we are so powerfully high voltage connection with Baba. So how can we, so that there is that constant flow of light and might from Baba to us, and through us, as a channel, we naturally bestow to others. So share your secret on that.
as Baba, when this I consciousness is gone.
Consciousness, yeah.
I consciousness is gone. Big consciousness, big I.
Mm-hmm.
And we make this ourselves small I.
Mm-hmm.
When big I is written, then we are not donor. We are expecting. Mm-hmm. Big I has a hook on it, on its head.
Mm-hmm.
No alphabet of English. So, and it has, what are you doing with this? What this I'm giving to you? Why did you do wrong? I want what I have given to you. You have to give reward of that. Expectations, questions, mm-hmm. criticism. And small I, dot on it. Full stop. Given and forgotten. I had not given, I have passed it on. For example, now whatever everyone Baba's contribution gives, practical example, this envelope comes. So it is system is so that everyone brings with for Baba for Yajna and gives to the one instrument. We are like postman. It is private relationship of the soul with God, with Yajna. So postman makes this post lab backed up together and is given in Yajna. So it's not mine that, oh, it is this one, it's I am giving. I am not giving anything. I am only just postman passing it on to this. So the right source goes to the right place. And then Baba, and they have the account, and I have the consciousness of being a trustee, and it is not my. If I say my, then I am a householder. If I am trustee, I am an instrument. It's fortune for me also to help others to cooperate and receiving the blessings from Baba, receiving blessings from others.
Thank you.
So continue to give blessing, receive blessing. Yeah. That sanskara is the final sanskara of detached and blessings. And blessings means put a full stop to the past, stop. Sweet, but you are the page, the past you're going. Patience, wait. Have patience to transform yourself and bring good qualities and transform the relationship. And that is also bestowing good wishes for others. Baba says otherwise, you are saying, this one is not going to change. You are cursing them. But if you are having hope in them and don't get upset with their way they behave, disrespect or criticism or blame or delay in anything, you just forgive them and continue to give blessing. Hand is up, blessing. Same hand, full stop. Same hand. Patience in yourself as well of transformation and hand of blessings. So give blessing, receive blessing, but only when we have this wealth given by God and we have learned, last Sunday's movie, we have learned not to misuse it, not to lose it, but continue to use in a useful way. Wealth of knowledge, wealth of virtues, wealth of power, wealth of time, wealth of good wishes.
Thank you, Didi.
And then sorrow is over, best stage begins, best over. What is over? Past is over. And what is emerged? Best is emerged. Best. Passed over.
Thank you. Isn't it lovely? Didi, just one word answer.
What would you advise us as family members? One word answer, okay? What would you advise us to give to the family? One word. What would you bestow to the family at this current time of the cycle? Just one word. What would you bestow, most important of all, to the family?
Perhaps I did.
You don't get the answer? Oh, sorry, I didn't pass. Sorry, I was not putting this. So, Didi, just one word answer. Just one word answer. What would you bestow to the family, BK family, at the current time? And also, what would you bestow to the world outside in these two things? What would you... Okay, one word only. What would you bestow? No long answer, just one word. What would you bestow to the family now?
Let go of the past. And the minute they think this is now my new life.
Let go of the past, yeah. And just give love? Love?
Now.
Love. Okay, love.
Now is my past is gone. I really let go and be new, different one from last minute to this minute. Just like really die alive. Learn to die alive. What was alive last minute?
Okay.
So, and that was my body conscious.
Yeah, and what would you bestow to the world outside, looking at the global climate now outside? What would you bestow to them? Just one word.
We'll give them that happy news that now the season is changing. The Supreme Soul Himself has come to help.
Okay.
The best to everything. The best donation comes from Him.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It is always said, God bless you.
God bless you.
This I would say to the world.
Yeah, right. So they would get that blessing from God. Yeah. If we utter those words, lovely, lovely. Thank you so much, Didi. So let us put our hands together to thank Didi for this lovely session. Thank you, Didi, very much. And so the next 1 hour, or less than 1 hour, we will have powerful yoga to draw from the bestower and fill ourselves with so much fullness that we can be natural, constant bestowers to one another and to the world. Thank you. Om Shanti.